Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today is the feast of St. Josephine Bikita. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. St. Josephine Bikita, though that was not her given name, was born in 1869 in Darfur, Sudan. She was born into a family that was animist. They believed there was a supreme being who was distant and did not care about the daily affairs of the people. The world and the affairs of people were governed by spirits that inhabited the mountains, the rivers, and animals. But as a little child, she would observe the sky at night, the sun in the morning, and all the other natural phenomena. And filled with wonder, she would ask herself, who could possibly be the master of these beautiful things? And I felt a great desire to see him, to know him, and to give him homage. She said, in the morning, I watched the sun as it was born, and in the evening as it set. And I thought that if it was beautiful, how much more beautiful must be the one who made it. In 1874, her older sister was kidnapped by Muslim slave traders. Then in 1876, when she was just 7 years old, she too was kidnapped. And they gave her a new name, Bikita, which means lucky in Arabic. She was bought and sold three times to unimaginably cruel slave masters who made her serve their families 20 hours a day. And worse, Bikita was verbally, psychologically, and physically tortured every single day. Every day. She was whipped until she bled, beaten, and cut with razors more than 118 times. However, God also preserved her from rape and preserved her virginity. Now, how could a person survive being kidnapped, taken from your family, whom you will never see again, slave for others 20 hours a day, and treated worse than an animal, let alone the constant torture every single day for 7 years. What unimaginable physical, mental, and emotional wounds she must have had. And how could anyone be healed of those wounds? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. In the 1880s, Italian businessmen established numerous ventures in Sudan. And many of these Catholic businessmen used their resources to ransom enslaved people, purchasing them and then employing them as paid servants and eventually bringing them to Italy, where they were set free. In 1882, Bakita was ransomed by an Italian businessman named Legnani. He took Bakita to Italy and then entrusted her to an Italian couple, the Michaelis, who lived near Venice, where Bakita then served as their nanny. In 1888, this couple moved to Sudan to start their own business venture, and they left their young daughter and Bakita in the care of a religious order called the Kenosian Sisters. The next year, 1889, the Michaelis returned to get their daughter and go back to Sudan permanently, while Bakita chose to stay with the Kenosian Sisters. Now, the Michaeli estate was managed by a man named Cecchini, who was a close friend with the Cardinal of Venice, who became Pope St. Pius X. And Cecchini was the first person to take a personal interest in the Christian formation of Bakita. He gave her a crucifix, and as he gave it to her, he kissed it with such love, and then he explained that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had died for Bakita, and that Jesus had come to set everyone free from every form of slavery. And then Cecchini invited the maid to teach Bakita how to pray. And he's also the one who accompanied Bakita along many steps of her journey of faith. And finally, on January 9th, 1890, Bakita was baptized, confirmed, and received her first Holy Communion. 3 years later, she entered religious life, and Cecchini paid for her dowry. Bikita died on February 8, 1947, and was canonized a saint on October 1, 2000. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. How in the world could Bikita be healed from the unbelievable physical, emotional, and mental trauma and torture that she experienced? I was really struck. I read her biography in detail. She was a religious sister for 51 years, and many of the sisters and people who were in school under her, kids who had become adults, they testified that she lived this very ordinary life of a sister. So what did she do? She had a rule of life. She had daily meditation. She received the Eucharist every day. She went to confession every week. She had a daily examination of conscience. She had meaningful work the whole time as a nun. She had really good friends in the other sisters. These are the things that heal us. Jesus has given us everything that we need to be healed through his church and through the people in our lives. Now, we can use what has been done to us as an excuse to stay in our victimhood, or we can allow Christ to heal us through the things that he's given us through the church. This is the thing that struck me about her life. She was healed through all the Catholic stuff. If we would just learn to avail ourselves of it, we could all be healed and transformed. And not many of us have been through what she went through, to the point where Bikita would say, every time you would ask her, Bikita, how are you? And she would say, my life is good. We don't have to go looking for healing anywhere else, only to Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. St. Josephine Bikita shows us also the way to be healed through God's providence. Again, she endured some of the worst suffering imaginable, yet instead of allowing this to define her, she responded with forgiveness, gratitude, and joy. Now, she didn't deny her suffering. Oh, she remembered it. But she saw it in light of divine providence. That nothing can happen unless God wills it or allows it. And if he allows something difficult, even extremely painful, God works all things for good for those who love him. She once said, if I were to meet the slave traders who kidnapped me and even those who tortured me, I would kneel and kiss their hands. For if that had not happened, I would not be a Christian and religious today. This response is radical. Now, she doesn't say, they didn't really hurt me, or it wasn't that bad. She acknowledged the evil, but refused to let it define her life. And she saw it as part of a larger divine plan that ultimately led her to Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation, Bikita teaches us that peace comes from trusting in providence. Again, providence is this. Nothing can happen except what God wills or allows. And he works all things for our greatest good. So with God as our Father, no matter what happens, I am safe. Bikita once said, I am definitely loved, and whatever happens to me, I am awaited by this love, and so my life is good. And she said, I give everything to God, and he takes care of me. He's obliged to. So let's make this our resolution, to say to ourselves over and over, with God as my Father, no matter what happens, I am safe. My life is good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Paquita is such a stunning saint.
Yeah.
What caught your attention? What strikes you about her story?
I think you did great with that third point, because I think stories like Saint Josephine Paquita is that they almost give you the impression that they're a saint because they suffered so much. Almost like the Greek heroes. They're heroes not because they saved someone. That's how we see a hero now. But they're heroes because they died tragically. That's what makes them a hero, quite literally. No, that's an actual fact. It's really funny, to be clear. But that is what... It's just because it's so tragic. It's so heroic how they did great tasks and then died. You literally can't be a hero without dying in some tragic way. But with saints, it's easy to look at all of them and say they suffered so much and they're saints because their stories are just so tragic. But I like that third point, because she's not a saint because she suffered so much. She's a saint because she loved so much anyways. She's a saint because how she lived her life.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not this great, whoever gets to be the greatest victim gets the crown.
Yes.
It's, you can personally, even no matter where you're living, no matter what your life is like, you can attain sainthood in this life by living this life simply and living this life well and living it with love.
But you can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
This is what struck me. This 51 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she do? Daily meditation.
Yeah.
Daily mass. Daily rosary. Ordinary work.
Yeah.
Friendship with the other sisters. A rule of life.
Mm-hmm. It's a really simple map.
But that not only was the map, it was the
treasure itself.
It was the medicine.
Yeah.
It was the medicine.
Yeah.
That healed her. Jesus, the physician, has given us the medicine. Too many of us just refuse to take the medicine.
Mm-hmm. Well, she leaves us with no excuses.
And what a great example. Saint Josephine Paquita, pray for us. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.